So let's read this again. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He's not a human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoke and failed to act? We have stuff, you know, that they're still trying to change it, still trying to make it be something else, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. God spoke, and we got the evidence. Are you in the house? In the beginning, God did what? Created the heaven and earth, right? Earth without form and void. Darkness stood on the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved on the face of the water. God said, God spoke. God said, right? Let there be what? Light. And you know, we go all the way down, if we read all the way down through there, everything God said came to be. But you know what people are trying to say? Well, evolution did this. So it got so many years and so many thousand years that changed it over into this. They don't even have even a good lie put together on it. Trying to refute, trying to take away and discredit what you're looking at, walking up on, seeing it. Now, how can evolution that's lifeless bring forth so much beauty and life? But we see this liar. Are y'all in the house? We see this liar. As Roman tells us, he roamed through the land trying to destroy it. And because he, Adam, laid him in this earth, the earth is groaning in pain because of his lies. And you see him roaming across the land with storm, tornadoes, disaster, disease, and all kinds of stuff, trying to destroy what God created to be beautiful and wonderful and to desire and to enjoy, right? And you see he constantly trying to destroy your health, your protection, your wealth, should I say, your prosperity, your sanity. All these things he's trying to, and then when God tells you something that he will do, then he come with a reason and a lie, try to discredit and make you doubt what God has said and believe this lie. Believe you're going to get sick, believe you're going to die, believe you're going to not make it. And he'll convince a whole lot of folks. Hello? If God said it, then you take it to the bank, so to speak. So, let's look at this in the New King James. Go ahead and put it up. Same verse. I'm going to read both of them together. Numbers 23, 19 and 20, New King James. So God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Verse 20. Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. And see, this is what Satan trying to do to you. God already blessed you. And when you know what God has said, what he has done, then when he comes to try to rob you of what he, through lies and deception, what he has done for you, when he comes, Satan will come. You can take him to the word and sit his feet to the fire, so to speak. No, I'm not trying to get blessed. I've already been blessed. And you're not going to take this from me. Because, you know, the prophet, this king was trying to get the prophet to curse Israel. And that's what he was saying. He said, God, I already blessed you. I can't reverse it. I don't care what you say for me to do. You know, this is what people do in witchcraft and all. They try to put a spell on you. You can't put no spell on me. I've been blessed. Come on. Hello, somebody. I'm already blessed. You can't bless. You can't curse with God and bless. See, you play with your mind and get you to thinking. Then you start thinking wrong, then you're going to start talking wrong. Then you're going to start talking wrong. You're going to believe wrong. You're going to let the wrong thing come out. And you just open the door for him to do something to you he had no right to do. But you need to know who you are all the time. All the time. Amen? So he said, I cannot reverse it. The blessing that we have under this new covenant, they can't be reversed. They've been sealed in blood between God Almighty and a resurrected Lord. And Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God saying every promise that's sealed in blood, it's a blessed one. Oh, I will do it for you. Then he gave us instruction how to walk in these promises, or how to follow these things. And the instruction is not complicated. It's just when we try to go contrary and do it our way, we get in trouble. It's not hard. It's the instruction not hard. He said, the just shall live by faith, didn't he say? That's what he said, the just. You know who are the just? We are. How are we to live? By faith. Well, why you have to watch it? Because the enemy constantly trying to pull you over in the realm of reason. I need to figure this out. No, I don't need to figure it out. I need to find out what God said and do it. Just find out what he said and do it. Stand my ground. And if you don't have enough word in you, because the Bible talks about little faith, no faith, and strong faith, right? So little faith get little stuff done. No faith get nothing done. Strong faith get everything done. Hello? So what I need to do is find out what he said and then do it. And here's what he said. The just shall live by faith. Then said faith worketh by love, right? That's what he said. He didn't say faith might, you might get by, but it's a chance if you walk in love, it'll work for you. No. This is the way faith works. This is how, why did he tell you faith worketh by love? Because that's the way faith works. And love had, he didn't stop there. He said love had been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. So your faith can work. Your faith will work for you.